Every country in Europe boasts other more traditional kinds of competition. England has its lawn bowling, Italy has bocce ball, and the French, they have pétanque. Players stand inside a circle and toss heavy metal balls down a short field. The image of pétanque players is of old men in berets with cigarettes and a glass of pastis nearby. But Anita Elash reports that pétanque has become cool with a younger set.
This is Paris Plage. The popular man-made beach takes over the right bank of the River Seine every August. There's imported sand, a soft breeze, and a piano sing-along. A little further down, groups of Parisian hipsters are playing a boisterous game of pétanque. There are no old men drinking pastis here. Most are in their 20s and 30s. The men are in skin-tight pants, the women in mini-skirts, scarves, and kitten heels. The attitude is definitely relaxed. Kitre Bronsard is a 27-year-old biotechnical engineer. She started playing pétanque a few years ago with her colleagues at work. Now she's here on the court every chance she gets.
Even if you don't win, it's just nice to play with friends. It's not difficult. Everybody can play.
C'est un jeu convivial, très bien joué entre familles, entre amis.
39-year-old Rui Gonçalves says he likes pétanque because it's a friendly game. He says he came here tonight with one friend and ended up playing with five people he'd never met. The jet set has caught on to the game, too. Earlier this summer, fashion designer Karl Lagerfeld held a star-studded pétanque tournament. Chanel and Louis Vuitton are both selling designer pétanque sets in soft leather cases for about $2,300. And France's biggest boule maker, Obut, has just launched a new line of steel balls with custom engraving for style-conscious teenage pétanquistes. That's not bad for a game that was designed for an elderly man suffering from arthritis here in the southern port town of La Ciotat.
Bon, alors nous sommes donc ici sur le terrain où est née la pétanque.
Martine Pilat is the granddaughter of pétanque's inventor. She's giving a tour of the shady court where the game was first played in 1907. She says her grandfather was running a tournament of La Provençale, which is sort of like pétanque with running. The one-time Provençal champion, Jules Lenoir, had developed arthritis and could barely get out of his seat. My grandfather suggested that Lenoir stay in his chair, she says. He drew a circle around the chair and suggested that anyone who couldn't run anymore could play. And that's how pétanque got started. It was originally called pestanque, or feet stuck to the ground. It later caught on with World War I veterans and then became popular when the French won the right to a paid annual vacation. These days in La Ciotat, pétanque is still mostly played by old men in berets, but even here in the town's central square, young players have started moving in. These players have brought along a guitar and an accordion. They're drinking wine straight out of the bottle. They get some sideways glances from some of the old-timers playing around them, but mostly, in the true spirit of pétanque, everyone just stays relaxed. For The World, I'm Anita Elash, La Ciotat, France.